Ready?
I'm ready.
Lights, camera, action. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of Chloe vs. the World. And today is going to be a fucking riot, I think. I've got a very special guest, a very dear friend of mine. You might know from the circle, even my ex might have seen on TikTok, but he's the latest Chaos member of TAWI.
Hi, babe.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
I'm so excited.
Are you excited?
I'm buzzing.
I feel like we're going to have so much fun.
We always do, don't we?
We do. Should we tell everyone how we met?
So we actually met at, it was a Gay Awards.
Gay Times.
Gay Times. And your friend come up
Sophie.
To me. Yeah, Sophie. And she was like, facts are facts, yeah. Facts are facts, Chloe loves you. And then I was like, I come up to you and I was like, no way. And we just exchange our slogans to each other.
We were just shouting viral shit.
I know.
Facts are facts.
Weren't even saying hello.
Oh,
it was hilarious.
So I watched you when you were on The Circle. Mm. When was that?
That's 6 years this year.
6 years ago.
Mental, isn't it?
That was the year. So how old am I? 28, so it was 22. I lived at my nana and granddad's and they'd gone on like some fucking cruise or something.
Yeah.
And every night I would watch The Circle and I just became obsessed with you. Like, you were just unhinged.
I am so unhinged. That is me.
You would like walk around your flat like, fuck off, bye.
You know what, as well, everyone that knows me in real life knows when I'm angry, I scream. When I'm happy, I scream. And I'm a pacer as well.
Yeah, I noticed that.
The producers kept on saying to me, you're like a cage zoo animal. And I was like, it's no more. Leave me alone.
How did you get on The Circle?
How did I get on there initially?
Yeah, like, did they find you? Did you
apply? Yeah, so basically what happened was I was auditioning for Big Brother at the time.
Ah.
When I was 18, I auditioned for Big Brother and got really far into the process.
Bet you did.
And it was really good. Obviously, I was young. I was 18. I was like, oh, my God, I've got this in the bag. So I got a bit cocky and told a few people.
Oh.
When I tell, like, I mean, I told the whole club, I told the post office, I told co-op.
Oh, good, you know what I mean? good.
It then got leaked in the press.
Oh.
So I got kicked out the audition process.
Yeah, they do that, don't they?
So it was savage and I was heartbroken. 2 years go by. Go pie?
Okay, go pie. By. Go fucking pie.
Go by and the same producers was working on The Circle and they rung me up.
Oh, great.
And they was like, Fred, we want you on the show. But little exclusive for you.
Thank you.
Obviously. I initially still didn't get The Circle. So I got the phone call and they was like, right, we love you, but you haven't made the cut. I was like, right.
Thank you.
A bit of an oxymoron, but we'll move on. So I got put in the dry run. So for anyone that doesn't know how a dry run works is basically every show like Love Island, The Circle, Big Brother, all do a dry run to make sure the cameras and the games they've got set up for the series works. So
do they do that?
They do every series. So they would have done it for your series of Love Island.
7, 8, 9.
Yes. So everyone. So for my series of Circle, they was like, we're going to put you in the dry run.
Thank you.
I know. So it was 4 days of being in there. And after 24 hours, they pulled me and said, you've made the main show. So that's then how I got the show. So then I didn't get to put into hiding or anything like that. I then got put straight onto the show and the rest is history.
Stop. Did you love it?
I loved it. When I tell you I was in my element, I just didn't want to leave.
I felt like you were in your element.
I just loved every moment of it.
I think you were born for TV.
Thank you. I agree. I strongly agree.
What did you do before The Circle?
So, a few things.
Okay, love that.
So, I worked at a trampoline park.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I was the team leader of the reception team. I like embraced the power. Do you know how many rows I had with people because they weren't wearing trampoline socks and I weren't having it? And like so many people would say to me, we're not paying for socks. And I'd be like, well, you're not jumping there.
Yeah. So, I'm about to catch 22, so you buy a ticket and then you have to buy socks.
There we go.
Oh, profit.
Profit. And not like I was earning a penny. I was on minimum wage, but I thought I owned that place and I would miss out on it. Do you know what I mean? So I worked at Trampoline Park and then I worked in a call centre.
Did you actually have done, what was it like?
Cold calling.
Right.
But it weren't cold calling.
I cold call you and you don't.
Yeah.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, so I thought it was called warm calling, but it's not. It's still called cold calling.
What? Yeah. Oh, right. I see what you mean. Tell us about the call centre.
It was fun. So people would ring up about house insurance, car insurance, and I would just have to read off a script. But I was a little shit there. I felt like it was suppressing. I love the people that I work with, but it was suppressing my personality. And I thought, this ain't for me. And then I got the call for the Circle.
And
never went back to a normal job after that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you went on a Circle. How long did they film that for?
Just over 3 weeks.
Right.
And it was filmed live.
I thought it was every night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was every night.
Oh, so fucking good.
And then straight off the back of the Circle, I went into Panto.
Did you?
Yeah, I played King Freddy in Sleeping Beauty.
That's fucking cool.
It was really cool. David Potts was meant to do it, but he pulled out because he was doing Celebs Go Dating.
But they was like,
we need someone. I was like, I will
fucking do it.
The only thing I refuse to do, though, is sing.
Try a bit of singing now.
Give me a song.
I'm like a bird.
I'm like a bird. Wanna fly away. I don't know where my home is. I don't know where my home is.
But you're good at singing. You should have done it.
I know. But do you know what it was? The fee was small. So I thought, I'm not going to give them my all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you get what you pay for. If you want singing,
that's
a bit more dollar, please.
Yeah.
Extra tenner and I'll belt you a tune.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Wait, how funny.
Okay, so then you did Panto.
Yeah.
Then what happened next?
So then I'd done a few other reality shows, Eating With My Ex.
Oh, I want to talk about that.
It was fun.
Tell me.
So I
don't know if anyone could pay me to fucking do that show.
Do you know what? It was actually all right.
Okay.
So I ate dinner with my ex, obviously.
What'd you eat?
Oh, I can't. Do you know what? It was about 4 years ago now.
I
was just here for at the time, I don't drink anymore, but obviously I was just drinking the wine. I was there for the wine. And yeah, it was just awkward, really.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Do you know what I mean?
Was anything resolved?
I hugged him, if that counts.
I don't know, yeah?
I did sleep with him after the show. Directly, a couple of months after.
Oh, so he's doing a bit of a taste in his mouth. And
literally. Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so it was good. And then I'd done Celebs X in the City, which was really good.
Yeah,
Yeah, that was during COVID. So it was like the sister series of X on the beach.
How was that? Who was your ex on that? Was he on TV?
So, no, his celebrity hairdresser, Joel McGuire.
Is that your ex?
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah, he was an ex.
How was that?
Not official, unofficial.
Yeah,
situationship. It was all right, but I did feel a little bit bad because basically, obviously, I kind of knew that it was going on. And he said to me, please don't mug me off and please pick me over the new boy. And I was like, course.
You probably die. Yeah, course, babe.
And then when it come to it, I did pick the new boy and not him.
That's what you get.
That's terrible, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, because
you've got to go with your heart. Follow your heart forever.
But it was funny. So that was really fun.
Good.
And another boy came on and it was just awkward. Do you know what it was? I didn't expect him to walk on. I don't know how they found out who he was. Because obviously in the audition process, like the meetings, you give them a list.
So this is, all right, I'm going to ask you. So you obviously X in the City.
Yeah, X in the City.
X in the City is a sister program of X on the Beach.
Yeah.
Right. And everyone who goes on the X on the Beach is like, I didn't know it was on X on the Beach. But surely in the interview process, they have to ask you who your ex is. Surely you think X on something.
Yeah. So I knew that it was X in the City.
Right.
They gave me a list of exes.
Right.
But you still don't know who was going to go on.
But
obviously,
I tried to dig.
No, he weren't even on the list. This is why I was confused. So they've done it. I think they've done it because we was following each other. He's commented on a few of my photos. Do you know what I mean? So they've done it like that.
They did.
When he came out, I was shocked. And I didn't even sleep with him. So I said to him, why are you here? We ain't even slept with each other.
Yeah, we'd had a connection.
It was...
Did he want you back?
He wanted me back. And it was just, you know, when it was one of them things that I thought, you was a rebound, God bless your heart.
I can't believe you've
even turned up.
But that's obviously the effect you had on him. Did you let him down nicely at least?
Well, I tried to.
Okay.
But do you know what I'm learning as I get older is that I'm very blunt and to the point and people don't take well to that.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it went down well. Him on the other hand.
Not as
he
good.
Was like a beetroot. He went bright red.
Oh, no.
Sad, really.
Sad.
But at least he got the opportunity of the exposure from MTV.
He got to have a chat with you again. See, and then he got closure.
He got closure.
You know, maybe not the nicest closure ever.
I'm very based on being truthful is the best way to be.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm yeah. I'm a compulsive liar.
That's your toxic trait, and we love you for it.
Or like, I think my lying has reduced because like people who listen to my podcast or whatever, they keep tagging me in this shit like liars do this. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to be known as a liar anymore. So I'm going to be a truther.
Yeah, I'm a truther. But it gets you in trouble.
But even if you feel like, oh, I don't really want to let you down, do you still just go, nah, fuck it?
Well, do you know what? I'd rather let them down than them think that they've got false hope, because right. that's when I think it can turn toxic, because yeah. they like start messaging you in that and I'm like, oh no.
Can't be
I've asked. Had to change my number about 4 or 5 times.
Have you?
People become obsessed with me, Chloe. I don't know what it is.
It's your aura.
Have I got a good one?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Like a golden aura.
Yeah, if it was a colour, it'd be gold.
Oh, I love it. Glittering.
Yeah. But so you've been in the industry like quite a few years.
Yeah, like 6 years.
What's your favourite part about being in the industry?
Do you know what it is? I love making people happy. Aww, and I love entertaining people.
Yeah.
And whether that can, like whether that be an argument or whether that be making people laugh, I just love entertaining people and making people feel good about themselves.
Aww, that's what I really love. Sweet. What's your least favourite bit?
Oh, do you know what? I embrace it. Oh, I
believe. Do you? Yeah.
I know a lot of people struggle with the trolls.
Yeah.
I find it hilarious.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. It's brought the ducks back for me.
Really?
I'd done an interview once on Good Morning Britain.
About what? Yeah,
it was a debate and I was debating with this old fella, don't even know his name.
Oh,
and
good.
We was debating whether World War II should be taught in schools.
Right.
My point was that I think instead of focusing on the past, let's focus on the future. I don't know how to get a mortgage because it weren't taught in
there
school.
There are other things that we could be included in.
That's
the curriculum.
Right. When I tell you, I got abused for that interview for about 2.5 years.
I bet
years.
You did, because everyone else in the country has learnt about World War II.
I know. But I'm like, come on, spice it up a bit. What gay boy wants to sit there and learn about guns? Not me. Do you know what I mean? No, thank you. And it just weren't, I weren't digging it.
So you don't want digging it? So you don't want to learn about guns, but you do want to learn about mortgage and tax.
Yeah, well, that was just my argument. Do you know what I mean?
Of that morning, that's how I felt.
Do you know what I mean? At the age of 26, I still don't own a house, and I blame that on my secondary school.
I'm gonna start fucking doing. I'm 28. I ain't got one either, babe. But what I do know is about Dunkirk. Where's that got me?
What's Dunkirk?
Bubble do.
Oh. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. But yeah,
no,
you know
not.
What I mean?
No, it's not. So then you went from X in the City.
Yeah.
What happened next? Because you are big on TikTok.
So you are
a TikToker.
So COVID hit. So as you know, everyone like a sack of shit, didn't it?
Fuck me.
I was winded by the by COVID. It was the Rona, weren't a bit of me. So I turned to TikTok.
Okay. Did you just wake up one day, turn on your phone and thought, I can fucking do this?
I thought, I can do this. Okay. And it's when TikTok shop first started. It was like perfect timing.
Yeah.
So for anyone that doesn't know, you've obviously been living under a rock, but TikTok shop is like QVC TikTok.
Yeah.
So I started when it first
started. Is that like the lives where you sell stuff? Yeah. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I do. The lives where I sell stuff.
Yeah.
So basically I sell like all beauty products, and I started from the very beginning, worked for one company, loved it. And then just went for a few different companies and it just took off and I got addicted to selling things on TikTok.
Really?
Oh, babe, I could sell you anything.
Go on then.
Right, okay. Give me that glass.
Okay.
Right, okay. So this glass is one of a kind.
Is it though?
How much would you be willing to buy this glass for?
I feel like £7.
Sold.
Oh, right. So you just make up the prices.
I just sold that to you.
Right.
That's how good I am at selling. I've just sold you that glass without even you realising I was selling you that glass. That is an entrepreneur.
Jordan Belfort, eat your fucking heart out. You know what I mean?
So there we go.
Okay.
So, but no. So basically what happens is I get a list of prices. I've just got to know the knowledge and fact about products. And I can see the backlog, whether people are clicking on that product or not. When they're clicking on it, I push it and it converts to sales.
God, you are good. What's your best selling product you've ever had? Oh, what is hot shit?
Current product at the moment, Ariana Grande Body Mist is selling like a fucking dream.
Really? Oh, she is big, isn't she?
It is a mate. Yeah, but it's four for a score at the minute. Four so. For,
oh, 20 quid.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Four
yeah,
for
yeah.
a score.
That's McCockney.
Four sprays for 20 quid.
And they're 236 mils each. You're getting basically just under a litre for four of them for £20.
Amazing.
What else sells well?
What does it smell like? What we should do is clip this and add the product on TikTok.
Yeah, and my link, please.
And I'm joking. Please link on there.
No, so.
What's like the most random thing you've sold?
Water bottles. You know, the big ones, 2 litre ones.
Oh, Stanley mug thing.
Yeah, the Stanley mug. Sold them. What else have I sold? Sold Gennaro's like a dream.
Yeah.
Everyone is so wet over
but
sold
why?
Gennaro.
Like, it's been.
Everyone's like,
it's been around for years.
For years. But TikTok, you've always got really good deals on it.
Right, okay.
So instead of it being £28, at the moment on my shop, it's £20.50.
That's a fucking bargain, mate.
I know. Isn't that good?
What's the most?
£8.
£8,
LED, most expensive is the LED face.
How much
things.
Is that?
I think it was like £250.
That's a lot.
But do people you think it's buy good? It.
Not used it.
I haven't used it.
But you sell it.
But I sell it.
Yeah, why not?
Do you know what I mean? I just like, boom, boom. I've got like a board like this
oh,
where
people,
oh, it's just full of facts.
Right.
So I'm like, boom, 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 boom,
right.
Boom.
How many hours do you do? Like a lot? Because some people sit on it all day.
So I do 4 hours at a time.
Right.
But that's hard.
Don't know.
That is hard. The max I've done is 12. I've done 12 on a big sale.
What the fuck were you selling for 12 hours?
Frazzled.
Yeah.
No, because basically what it is there's like four hot products you're selling at one go.
Yeah.
So I'm only speaking about them four products really.
For 12
over
hours.
And over and over and over and over again.
I would assume that's a form of torture.
I feel like a robot.
Yeah.
I don't even know my name by the end of a life.
But you do know. Products and price.
Products and price and where to go. That's my shop.
Good.
Follow me, claim your coupons, you get further discount. It's like repetitive.
Are you still doing it?
Still doing it now, yeah. Alongside Towie, definitely. Because Towie's film like 3 days a week.
Yeah.
So it's really easy for me to just go into London, do a shift and come home. Why
oh, so
not?
You film it in London, you don't do it at home?
In Holborn.
In Holborn, okay, yeah. Stunning.
So it's really easy to just go there, come back and...
Yeah.
4 hours graft, it's good money for what it is.
Yeah.
And it's pocket money, do you know what I mean?
Someone has told me you can fucking rake it in on there.
Raking.
Confirm.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Oh, yeah. It's, oh, my God. Yeah, 100%.
Really?
It's insane. Like, the money that I was making, like, for one live, I'll tell you this, the company probably won't care if you do. Sorry. for one live on Black Friday for 4 hours, it was like 30K.
You're fucking lying.
No. 30 grand. Yeah. Obviously, I didn't take all that money home. I take a percentage. But yeah, 30K for like 4 hours.
I mean, I'm speak. I can't speak. Mm. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Black Friday. Mm.
I done one the other day, 4 hours, 6.5.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, and that's just a normal Friday.
Normal Friday. You just go in there, get all
it's
that money,
insane.
Go home.
Yeah.
More people should know about that, but then obviously we don't want them stealing your customers.
Oh,
so
absolutely not. Off. But you know what? It's hard to build up. That's why I don't really do
thinking.
It directly. It's easy for me to go to a company, do a graft, come home.
Yeah,
done. Switch off.
Because I think that, because you see a lot of people, I mean, I've spoken about it with Looking for Lewis on here. There's like women who's on there shouting and screaming, buy my goat, £10, £10. I don't know if I want to buy that right now. Do you know what I mean? But now hearing numbers like that...
You can understand why.
I would fucking shout, buy my goat! It's a dinner! Buy it!
I'm like that. I'm that person.
I love that.
Yeah, you got to be.
How do you like get into it? Do you do any... Or do you
the first hour is my slowest hour.
Okay.
Second hour is my highest hour because I've got into rhythm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But if I'm tired, I'm shit that day. I'll be honest. Because you've got to be full of life.
Full of beans, yeah. I don't think I could do that.
But like, that's the plus side. The downside is Like, if you're not making money, it is draining.
Can you see when you're doing it? I mean, I suppose you can see the money going up. So that's like an incentive, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's the buzz of it.
Yeah.
When you're doing well, oh my God. It's you're like full of life and you're like, woo! But when that doesn't go up, you go down.
Because you're thinking, what am I doing wrong? Why is no one buying it?
It's awful. No. Horrendous. Shit. But I love it. It's really fun.
Good, as long as you enjoy it, babe.
Yeah, all about the tiki toki.
It's all about the tiki toki.
But it's really good, like, for anyone that's got their own brand.
Yeah, can imagine that.
That flies.
Is it?
I mean, I'd much rather do TikTok shop than be, like, screaming at people for gifts. It's not for me.
Yeah. Fucking say that again.
You know what I mean?
I do follow the drama. Do you follow Cheyenne and Tommy? I really was invested in them last year.
It's insane, isn't it?
And I think they live in Essex.
Do they?
I don't know. Might be lying.
Hopefully. I don't know. Yeah. And they're scary.
But you said that you do it alongside Towie. Yeah. Let's get into fucking Towie.
Let's get into The Only Way Is Up.
Baby.
You and me now.
Yeah. Good singing. Told you. So good.
Thank you.
You're on fucking Towie.
Yeah. He's mad.
33rd season of my life.
Yeah. 33.
Is any other season by Corey and EastEnders and, you know, some of those, probably a handful. 33 seasons still going fucking strong.
It's crazy, isn't
Towie's still big.
It is massive.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Huge.
And do you know what's crazy? I was told by a psychic that I'd be doing Towie and she told me your lucky number is 3. So I got Towie and I my first series is series 33.
And you're going in on the 3rd episode.
Four's
not in the card.
I love that. We love a try.
I tried to get it.
Yeah.
I want to know everything. So you're friends with Ella.
Yeah, best friends with Ella.
Yeah, Ella.
And do you know what? I know most of the cast. So for me, it was a natural progression.
So
the execs come calling last year and they were just like, we want you on there. So it was really straightforward. Had a meeting with them and I'm on it.
Stunning.
Yeah.
I know you can't give too much away.
No spoilers around here.
How much drama is going on this season?
I think it wouldn't be Towie without drama.
Correct.
But you know what? It's everyone is getting along.
Good.
Everyone, you know, they're always going to be little bits and bobs. We're all human. We're not always going to get along with everyone.
You know, because everyone is obviously aware they're on Towie and Towie drama.
Yeah.
Does everyone take it personally when you argue?
I think if people are about to start an argument with you necessarily, you're not expecting it. Mm. And it's like, it throws you a little bit, but you can't take it personal.
No.
And I think as much as, you know, we're all real people and we all have real lives, you've just got to take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
And it moves so quickly.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So last week's argument is completely forgotten the next week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good then. So you don't go home and think, oh God.
No, you just got to get on with it.
You just get on with the next
Just got to get on with it. It's not personal.
No.
It's not personal. You know, it's hard not to take it personal, but it's all amazing at the moment.
I haven't had caught up because it was on obviously last night, wasn't it? But I've seen Ella and Dan Edgar broke the internet, that one.
I know.
Did you know about that all along?
Do you know what? Obviously, they was in Bali and I got little updates, but Ella couldn't tell me everything because you're not allowed to talk about things unless you're on camera.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay,
they want to like save it. So I play by the rules.
Good.
I play by the rules because I want to be authentic on there. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather be shocked and get a shocked reaction.
Yeah.
It's really great at the moment. I'm loving it. I'm buzzing. Do you know what?
Good.
I'm buzzing. And it feels natural, like I said.
Yeah.
I've known everyone on there a long time.
It's
meant to be.
You were born for Towie, to be honest.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah.
The reaction online has been incredible.
Good.
So I'm excited.
So who's like your bezzy mates in there?
So Ella I'm really close with. Obviously, I've known Harry, Saffron for years.
Yeah.
I'm actually really close with the boys.
Okay, cute.
I'm a lad.
Good.
I'm a lad, which I really like because as much as I'm gay and like I can be bitchy, I'm not really here for the argument.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? I love the gossip, don't get me wrong, but I'd actually much rather have a laugh than have a row. believe yeah. it or not.
And the boys are there for a laugh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh my God, yeah, they're so funny.
Are they?
So fucking
Who's
funny.
Who's the funniest?
Diags.
Oh yeah, of course he is.
He is, so, and he's so quick.
Funny. Is
like,
he?
I thought I was witty, but fuck me, he gives me a run for my money.
Oh, good. Yeah, things we love to see.
Yeah, so he's witty. Really good.
You know, you were saying you're a lad's lad.
Yeah.
You were telling me off camera that you do gay rug.
Yeah, I do gay rug.
What is gay rug for those that don't know?
For anyone that doesn't know what gay rug is, it is gay rugby.
Tell me all about it.
It is phenomenal.
Where did you find it? How do you know? I wasn't aware that there was, because I thought obviously everyone plays rugby.
Yeah.
But is there a specific like LGBTQ plus team?
Yeah. So it's right. So they contacted me and they was like, we would love to have you on. And I was like, I think you're messaging the wrong person, hon. It's not really for me. And then basically, I was like, do you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
I might as well.
Why not?
Why not? So I went there. I actually shit myself at first.
Rugby's a very vicious sport.
There's not a lot of things that can intimidate me. But when I saw them get into a scrum, fucking hacked myself.
For some of them, I think if you're a, I think the right word is, a prop, maybe. You have to be built like a brick shit house. Mm. You have to be big daddy.
Ooh, and yeah. It's all like, ooh, yeah. Ooh. And the way they charge at you, it's like a fucking German shepherd coming for you.
It's scary.
Like, it's scary, but it's like thrilling.
Is it?
Like, yeah.
Okay, have you got any tries?
Not yet. It's only early days.
What position do you play?
Oh, I still don't know the names. It's terrible. Oh, but okay. Basically do what I want.
Okay.
And that is running around the field.
Yeah.
Showers are a blast. I go there for the showers.
Yeah, there any fitties playing?
Yeah, there's a few.
I bet
there's
there
a few. But I just try and play it cold and like make out I'm not looking, yeah, but I'm so looking.
You're so looking at them. Why and like, you? You know, they've got no clothes on.
And I'm really trying to get stuck in, but I don't know how long it's gonna last.
I feel like you could be a fly half, like you catch the ball and you just run to the end.
When I grab the ball, I either run with it or I try my very best to get it out my hands quickly.
Yeah.
I know someone's coming for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't have eyes everywhere, unfortunately. So you've got to be on the ball.
Yeah. And get rid.
Get rid.
Well.
Run, get rid, throw the ball.
Get in the shower.
Yeah, get in the shower.
Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Your gay rug career.
Yeah, I know.
Right, we're going to discuss the week.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh my God, I didn't know this. So every week we kind of just get into what the fuck has been happening. At time of filming, this is what's going on. Anne-Marie hid her pregnancy for 9 months while touring. She married Slow Tide 2 years. You know.
That
baby.
I knew about the baby because of TikTok. Okay. Because she keeps on rubbing her belly.
Oh, right.
You know her song? And she kept on doing it. And then she kept on going, oh, I don't know why I'm doing that. And I thought, that's fishy.
Yeah, you're so preggers. Shout out, I love Anne-Marie.
But yeah, I can understand why she would hide her pregnancy as well, though. Because
why?
I think being in the public
she's touring. You've got to go on tour.
Yeah.
Got to do your tour.
You've got to do your tour. But also, I think when you're that famous, there's even more pressure.
Mm.
And I think a pregnant woman don't need to be stressed.
Oh, true blue. Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, completely agreed.
I like the fact that she did. I think that's quite cool.
Very Kylie Jenner.
I would never be able to keep anything like that a secret. Not that I'm getting pregnant, but I've got such a big mouth.
Same. I keep saying. Do you know what I keep saying? I'm just literally. I changed my mind. But obviously, everyone knew my old relationship was in the public eye. I've not been in a relationship since, and I was like, I never would do it again. And the more and more I talk to people, I'm like, I want my wedding in OK Mag because they fucking pay. So I will be plastering it all over my Instagram stories when I get a boyfriend. I'm doing that.
Yeah, just for the money. I get it. Oh my God, I would so do the same.
Yeah, like there's loads of shit you can do. Why would you not?
You've got to rinse it.
You do.
You've got to rinse it.
You could do like a pregnancy reveal, gender reveal.
Gay rugby reveal.
Gay rug reveal.
And do you know what
loads
I mean?
Of shit you could be
you
doing.
You can do loads. Yeah. Oh my God, I'd rinse it.
Another high note for the week. David Potts. One Big Brother.
Oh, I love David. I know David.
Him.
That's mad because we spoke about him with the panto, didn't we?
We literally did,
Yeah, I love him. He's so
lovely. I wanted him to win.
He done so well.
He was fantastic.
And I think it proves that you can go far without having a row. I think because when it comes to reality shows like that, I think people are like, you've got to have an argument to stay put. Yeah. But he's not. He didn't argue with one person.
Vibes.
He's such a vibe.
And I want to know how his legs are so smooth, because even when I shave, they're not like that.
He's so... People die for his legs.
I would die for his legs.
And he's so... fucking tanned.
He's so, yeah, how, and he stayed tan the whole time. What fake tan is that? Or is he just, you know,
no, I don't think he's fake tanned. I think he's olive skinned.
I'm not olive skinned.
And he's so lovely and genuine.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I miss from Big Brother though?
What?
The smoking area.
Yeah, but they've banned that on all shows, babe.
I know.
Like, Love Island could do with boring. The smoking area.
I know, but I think that's where you get the most gossip.
You do, because everyone's relaxed.
Yeah. And do you know what? When I was on The Circle, right, I took up smoking because I thought, oh, you can have fag breaks. I vape anyway, but you can go for fag breaks. But I was performing so well that they let me go for a fag whenever I wanted.
Do you know what I mean? So I thought,
God, if I listen to them, I can have more fag breaks.
Yeah.
And it worked. But I would be in hate to be told when I can and can't go for a cigarette.
Yeah.
Wouldn't sit right with me.
I don't like being told what to do ever.
Full stop.
Full stop.
I'm exactly the same.
So David Potts winning Big Brother is wholesome, I would say. Next, Tyson Fury suggests that Paris, because everyone's having fucking babies. Tyson Fury suggests Paris Fury is pregnant with his 8th child.
That's fucking crazy.
8. Go on, Paris.
That's nearly a football team.
Yeah, she's got 5 aside and subs. Oh, how many is in a gay rug team?
You know, 12. I think there's 12.
Okay, good. I feel like professional rugby there's like 20 or something.
Oh, maybe I've got it wrong.
Don't know. But
anyway, moving on.
Yeah, move. 8 kids. Do you want kids? But no, why am I asking? I don't like when people ask me, don't answer it. I don't want to know. You keep that to yourself.
Okay.
Put that in your little box and hold it. And
the okay exclusive. Yeah.
Hello, okay.
That's hilarious.
Right, lovers. So Tyson Fury and Paris Fury, that's wholesome as well, I'd say.
It is wholesome, but fucking hell.
Shout out.
She must be red raw.
But he's literally got, I watched her series and he wanted to buy an airport. So I'm assuming she's got the best doctors in the world. I'm pretty sure she's probably got
the nicest vagina.
She's probably got the nicest vagina in UK.
Oh, right.
Maybe in Europe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably with all that dollar. And she's pretty.
Yeah, she's stunning.
She is.
And she's lovely as
she
well.
She seems so lovely. Yeah, her aura.
Her aura would also be gold.
But I swear she's just popped one out though.
What?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Fuck it. Yeah, but they do say, once you've had a child, you're very fertile.
Really?
So she's probably just said, like, she's probably just done overstuck it in and then she's pregnant again. Yeah. Listen to this.
I'm scared.
I had a girl in my school. Mm. I don't know if you want to cut this, but I've got to tell you.
Yeah.
I had this girl in my school, right? And her sister was also in our same year, but they had different dads.
How is that even possible?
Because she literally gave birth, got pregnant with someone else, and then in the same year.
Oh, so one was in the year above?
No, in the same year.
How is that possible? Because she was born and then 9 months
One was born
later.
In September and one was born in August.
Oh,
and that's
my
the same
God.
School year. I know. Yeah, that's what they're called.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's Irish twins, if they've got two different dads.
Wow.
That's shocking, isn't it?
That's fucking shocking. Mm. I actually heard about someone the other day. I might have seen it on TikTok, but she was 9 months pregnant and didn't know and then just gave birth.
Traumatic.
That's scary.
How don't you know, by the way?
She was having periods and all that.
She didn't put on weight?
No, I think she put on a little bit, but not a baby's birth. Yeah.
What would you do with it? We'd have to keep it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's terrible of me to say. But I mean, if you weren't expecting, be like, you know, it's like someone knocking at your door with inviting
kids.
Yourself round.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Do you know what I mean? Go home.
What are you doing? Yeah. Am I fucking at? So that was wholesome. Right, Love is Blind UK is confirmed, and it's Matt and Emma Willis, and I fucking love them.
I'm so excited.
So am I.
So I know Kat Sabuna, she's producing it, and she's iconic, so I know this series is going to be phenomenal.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
So much fun.
Well, could you do it, though? Would you? Love is Blind.
Yeah, I'd so fucking do
it. Yeah,
that
but
shit.
Imagine you open that door, and it was just not a bit of you.
Well, then Love is not blind. Love is so 2020 vision.
I'm suddenly don't love you anymore.
Yeah.
Bye. Wait, how funny.
I think that like you have to fancy, oh, I don't know, am I going to be really shallow here? I'm going to have to fancy.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I think
I'm sorry, I know it's about your heart and stuff like that, but yeah. If I don't fancy you, then I can't physically sleep with you. Like all this laughing to a bedroom. Nah, I'll go to a comedy show.
I can see where like a good personality.
I can see
you'd
that how that
it.
Happens, but I couldn't do that.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I've got to be attracted to you. I'm quite fussy. I wouldn't
I
just
feel
sleep
like
with anyone.
I've stopped, you know, not that I'm going for anyone, but I'm evaluating my past, looking at where it's got me, not very fucking far, and thinking, shall I stop going for real fitties?
Yeah.
Start going for
mediocre.
Mediocre.
With good personality.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
So if anyone fits that description, leave me alone. I don't want a boy.
Not a bit of me.
Love is Blind UK. That's wholesome, I think. I don't think it's wholesome. It's wholesome.
Wholesome?
Yeah, like wholesome, but it's like wholesome.
Like ho as in like saggy?
Yeah.
Wholesome. I love it. Yeah, I reckon it's going to be a hit.
Do I do what? I'm definitely watching it 100%.
But the only thing is, I don't think they can put gays in there, can they? Because when you do Love is Blind, you've got to date multiple people. It's like the Love Island format.
Oh, they should do an LGBTQ one.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do that
Me
next.
Hosting it, maybe.
You could host it.
No, because I'll probably end up shagging half the cast.
Well, no,
I would do because
celibate.
I'm celibate, yeah.
Right. You do what you do, I do, and stay stuff because you think it's funny and then you don't mean it at all.
Yeah, I'm so like that. I say it. Things because I'm like, that is hilarious. Yeah. I'm like, what? And then I've got anxiety because I just said something that's really not true. And I've just painted myself in a light that's not true.
I literally do it every week on this podcast. I say something really slagging and I'm like, whoa, fuck.
I know.
Shit. Wholesome as well.
Yeah, you know me. You know me.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, oh, to play new James Bond. I have seen that.
Who
He's
is
in
Aaron?
Marvel. Anger Songs and Perfect Snogging, the boy in it.
I haven't watched it.
Get picked up.
I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched Anger? Oh, no. Fucking watch that. What the heck?
I'm more of a reality gal.
No, this is a film.
This is a film?
It's a film, look. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Short haired fit, but long hair, no.
He could walk past me in the street and I wouldn't know who he is. That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, but short hair fit. You might double take the short hair.
Long hair.
Long hair, no, thank you.
Oh, God, don't like the smirk there. Do you? Looks like a smurf.
So, no, he's got a smolder in one of them. I mean, James Bond does need a smolder.
So he's going to play the James Bond?
Yeah, wholesome.
Oh, I love that.
That's wholesome.
Do you think James Bond is ever dated? Like, when are they going to give up James Bond? It's like Doctor Who, isn't it?
Never. I feel like it's just part of...
Part of life.
The world. I was going to say British culture, but I'm pretty sure it's global.
Is it?
Isn't he English, though?
Yeah.
Bond, James Bond. No, Bond, James Bond.
And they'd be like, maybe if he does a Spanish one, hola.
Hola.
Le cuenta, James.
Por favor.
Por favor. Le cuenta, por favor.
Isn't that le cuenta the bill?
Yeah, can I have the bill, señorita? Don't know how to say my name is.
Oh, that's good. Right.
Oh, what's happened here?
You said you were petty. Yeah, someone's... No, this is... We're deciding if you're petty or not.
Okay.
Chloe versus being petty. You lot fucking know I'm petty as fuck, mate. But I'm... Are you petty?
I can be petty.
What's the pettiest thing you've ever done?
Oh, my God. What is the pettiest thing I've ever done?
Off the top of my head, I'm thinking...
Oh, my God.
So
the pettiest
shit.
Thing I've ever done.
Oh, my ex went on holiday, so I booked Ibiza, and I went, I didn't tell him, and to this day, I don't even think he knew that I was in Ibiza at that time. This is like 4 or 5 years ago, 2019 it was, and he called me, and he was like, why is it an international dial tone? I was like, I ain't got a fucking clue. It's in Ibiza.
Well, and
he still don't know.
Surprise!
Surprise, bitch. I know you watch this. I know you do. I was in Ibiza. You
Oi, that is hilarious.
Off I'm
That's
off.
Iconic.
Thank you. I try. No, I've grown up now. I would never do that.
I would never be like that anymore.
No, the dinner thing I could do now.
Oh my God. I get triggered.
I know as well. Another petty thing that I do is, you know, if someone gives you the silent treatment.
Yeah.
So say if they do it for a day, I'll do it for a week.
Oh, I'm like that.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
I'll remove my WhatsApp picture.
Ooh, that's a good one. I do that too.
Yeah, then they think I'm blocked.
Blocked. And you gotta remove your status.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah. But as I get older, I am trying not to be petty.
Oh, yeah.
Because
no,
I'm like, I don't want to be toxic.
Yeah, I wouldn't do any of it now, but I've been known to do some fucking fucked up shit.
Yeah, same. Cheers to that.
Thank you very much. Right, so we have obviously discovered that we were petty. We're not anymore.
Yeah, we're mature.
So one... So this is something we've picked up in the news. We've got a little reporter in the studio, Molly. And one thing, news just in. One scorned widow in Bristol has left people stunned by the snarling message that has been engraved on a plaque which hangs on a wooden bench. And calls out, basically says, basically tells everyone about this love rat by the name of Roger. And it says, this is fucking funny. So there's a bench. Looks like, God, it looks like it's in Regent Street or something. No, it doesn't. The floors would be way cleaner than theirs. But for my love, husband, father, adulterer. Yes, Roger, I know.
That's
good.
Is iconic.
But is it though? Because he just never knows.
Oh, yeah, I've just realised
that. He's fucking dead
that.
And he's got away with it. He needs to know before he's dead. Now everyone else just knows that you were the wife to an adulterer.
Yeah, it's true. And you stuck to him and you've paid for that thing to be on.
Yeah,
that
you spent
bench.
Money on being cheated on.
You know what I mean?
Spent money on it.
I'd rather just not have I wouldn't have gave him a good send off.
Yeah, I would have. If I knew he's dying, that's when I'm why don't we tell him when we find out?
Why don't we tell him when we find out? I could not suppress that. Do you know how many times I've been cheated on and I found out and I haven't. Mum was like, right, no, let's play it clever. Why don't you play it clever? I'm like,
no.
And I'm storming around the house. I'm like, you filthy, dirty, Jay. I can't suppress it.
Don't. Why would you? Some other people have sent him some petty things. And we're going to see if we can do it or like if they could do it better. I find out my boyfriend was sexting a client that he worked with. I took screenshots of their conversation and sent them to his boss. You can do better than that.
Oh my God, no. This reminds me. I know what else I've done.
Go on.
You ain't going to believe what I've done.
No, tell me.
This is terrible.
Okay.
Juice. My ex was sending nudes to a boy who sent them to me. So I put his whole family in a group chat and put the nudes in the group chat. His mum, his sister, his brother, his dad... and his nephew.
Oh my God, what did they say?
Well, there was not much conversation in the group.
They all left
blue
the group
tick.
Chat.
They all saw it. And he was like, what have you done? I was like, well, if you're going to send them to random boys, best believe your whole family's going to see your old boy.
Your old boy?
Yeah.
Random boys and old boys in that chat.
That is mad, isn't it?
And I don't know if I would have done that. That's a big one, that one.
Is that big?
That on the Richter scale, that's like big. Do you know what I mean?
But that's, I'm like, don't disrespect me.
Well, I think if he's done that, he's sent him to his boss. I mean, yeah, I'm actually, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
That's fair enough.
I get it.
Right, my housemate is a dick. I've done some petty shit to housemates, especially at uni.
Oh, I've never lived with anyone.
They always steal my food, so I just use it empty. There's in the fucking bin.
Oh, you sounds like me.
Yeah.
That was like the dinner plate situation.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? They were all just like, because I would buy like chicken and stuff, and they were not, because obviously it's fucking expensive, isn't it, chicken?
It's
like £100 for like two breasts. I was waiting, thinking I'd come back and it'd be in someone's fucking pasta bake. So I just like binning all their shit. Boy, I ain't having this shit.
Maybe you was a better cook.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Literally.
I've never cooked anything in my life.
You should start.
Never even turned on an oven.
What the? Why have you got an air fryer though?
No, I've got a microwave. Ooh. Amazing at ready meal. My mom does everything for me.
Okay. That's why you don't need to.
Yeah.
He kicks off, I'll download a bunch of stuff that I want to watch or play on my console games offline and shut down the internet by switching the router settings.
I don't think that's that petty.
No.
But why are you making yourself suffer as well? Because
if what you're, can you do? If you're... she downloads it all, babe. Oh. That's so much effort. That is so much effort. When he's being annoying, just unplug his shit.
Yeah.
His shit, not
or
yours.
Or just like piss on his fucking electrical.
Yeah, we all over it.
Do you know what I mean?
Expensive to replace. Just pull out the plug.
Don't shut down the whole Wi-Fi. How long's that?
Or hide it. Hide it.
That is a good one.
Hide it somewhere he would never. Hide it in your room because you can't go through your room.
Yeah, that's right.
Do that and you can, I ain't got a fucking clue. Why would I steal your shit?
Love that.
But you've got it in the bag.
Good thinking.
Right, next one.
Go on.
When my ex broke up with me, I stayed logged into his... When my ex broke up with me, I stayed logged into his Netflix for 3 months. You got one.
I'm just reminding me of something else. Go on.
So
sorry,
you
bring
say
it.
Yours. Go on.
Right, so basically, what happened was I was still logged in. Different ex.
Yeah.
But people all automatically assume you're speaking about the same ex,
yeah,
don't
they?
It's so annoying, isn't it?
Fucking party.
Oh, my God.
I had to put a disclaimer.
I saw
don't
that.
Talk about my recent ex. I had to say, don't fucking talk about it.
I know.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was like, yeah, good girl. So basically, I was still logged into his Netflix and my name wasn't on it. It was his name, right? Mm. So let's call him Brian for the sake of this. He's not called Brian. Hello, Brian. So he was logged into the Netflix. So it was Brian. I heard that he was seeing someone else. Mm. So I added my name to his Netflix. So it looks like I was still seeing him.
Oh, but you could have put it as like Lil Baby.
No, I put Freddie.
No, I
because
know.
they would have known who I was.
Oh, they knew who you were.
Yeah,
oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. They knew I was the egg. Yeah, so calculated.
Okay.
And I knew he loved Netflix, so I knew he'd be chilling on the sofa with the new fella, and they'd go on there and it'd be Freddie, and it'd cause an argument. Love it.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm not as petty. I feel like I should really be doing shit. Like, I mean, who am I going to do?
That's toxic, though, isn't it? I'm not like that, by the way. Just a disclaimer.
Yeah, we've
not
grown
like
up,
that.
grown up. We literally grown up so much. We're so old. When my ex broke up with me, I stayed logged into his Netflix for 3 months and I would skip through his most recently watched series. I would Google the times. I would Google the timestamps for the biggest spoilers and watch up until that point. I ruined 5 series for him, including Breaking Bad. Slay.
That is so
slay.
Good. I mean, that I would never think of doing that, would you?
That's like really calculated evil shit and that's fucking good. That's fucking good. I like that.
Oh my God. How amazing is that?
You know what though? The thing is, I've always been the one who has the Netflix. Like they've always been on mine.
Oh really? Yeah, but you can't do it anymore. It automatically logs you out, don't it?
Yeah, you can only have 2, can't you?
Yeah. In the same household though.
Oh, right.
You're not allowed to log in. It notices as well.
What, if you're in a different postcode?
Yeah, if you're in a different household. That is money grabbing bastard. Isn't it? I mean, I know it's a fiver, but still.
No, it's like 11 quid now.
Oh, is it?
And you've got to have Netflix, Amazon, Disney, Apple, Now TV. You've got to have a shitload.
It's like 100 quid a month.
100 quid a month to watch fucking TV.
Yeah.
And TV license. BBC.
Dreadful.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Love that. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, well done, babe.
That's wholesome level complete.
I'm taking note.
Yeah, me too. I would love to do that. I might even just do it to Millie. No, I wouldn't. Why would I do that? When I was younger, my older brother would bully me relentlessly. So I hid 7 battery-powered alarm clocks in his room, set them to go off one by one by roughly one every 40 minutes between 2 and 6 a.m. Last one was hidden in the loft above his bedroom.
That is iconic.
That's chaos.
That is so
but
chaos.
Also, like, the loft above his bedroom. I know that people in the house can hear that. It's not just him. It's not a targeted attack.
Yeah, but imagine he would have the right needle.
I know. What's a needle?
Like have the ump.
Okay.
Yeah, he would have the right needle. Imagine waking up every 40 minutes. I'd lose my head.
Yeah, that's, well, sleep deprivation is a form of torture, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what happened there.
Because he would bully her. Well, I bet he never did it again.
No, probably not. Me and my brother just used to fight to the death.
Me and my sister were horrendous.
Yeah.
So she's 2 years younger than me and we would have full on fights.
Yeah, me and my brother would beat, well, he would beat me up.
Is he older?
One time, no, young guy's 18, but he's bigger than me. He's like built.
Oh, really?
One time I remember we were in such bad argument. He got a chair and pinned me to the wall, like with the chair, and held a knife at my head until my mum came home. It was about an hour. Kill you. I was there like,
oh my God. I mean, fuck me. You took that to a whole new level.
Yeah,
ours was nothing like that.
One time, I remember we had a trampoline and this is actually quite funny. Scary. Like, but in hindsight, it's a wonderful thing. My sister, like, he hated my sister. We both hated her, to be fair. She was fucking annoying. She was bouncing on the trampoline. My brother got and didn't even got a lighter and lit the
oh my God, and it burnt
it. No, she got off. Obviously, she saw there was flames. She jumped off and burnt the trampoline to the ground. Pyromaniac.
Oh my God. Ain't that called something?
Pyromaniac.
Is it?
If you love what's fire.
Arson. He's arsoned your trampoline.
Arsoned it. It's arsing the living shit out of
that. He's arsing your trampoline. Right. The police will go around there now and arrest him for that all that years ago.
I don't know if this is going to make the cut. Probably cut that
much. How funny.
Right. I used to work for someone who randomly stopped paying me. After 4 months of airing me, I put his number on Gumtree. I've done this before to my sister. Put his number on Gumtree with 3 different adverts with kittens for sale, puppies for sale, and handyman in South London. Those ads are still active and one of them has over 1,000 likes.
That's iconic.
But you're not getting your money back. I would take him to the small claims court.
So would I.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've had a situation like that before when they was being funny with paying me, so I just turned up. They soon
did
paid
you?
Me. Yeah.
Do you
not
know?
That I'm an aggressive person, but I was like, I need my money. And yeah, they were so embarrassed that I turned up that I got paid.
That's good. Right, we've got a dilemma. Everyone loves sending us dilemmas, okay? And I feel like you'll be good with advice.
Yeah, I am.
It's quite a long one, so stay tuned.
Right, okay.
My housemate is disgusting. I'm not exaggerating when I say she lives like a slob. She's one of my best friends. We moved in together with 2 other housemates in September after graduating from uni. We noticed her messiness pretty early on. I would make jokes about how forgetful and untidy she was. You know, leaving the odd plate around, her old socks being shoved down the side of the sofa. Oh, I think I do that. Down the side of the sofa. But recently she started dating a boy who's gross. They spent all day in her room eating Deliveroo. She went home last weekend and me and the other housemate noticed a bit of a funny smell in the landing between our bedrooms. I know it's not really okay, but we opened our door and looked in her room and let me tell you, it was a horror. There's takeaway boxes everywhere with leftovers rotting, piles and piles of clothes, damp towels with glasses covered in mold.
Ah! That is disgusting.
That's rank.
I would have gave her an eviction there and then.
Yeah. Get out. Because also, mold is like bad for you.
It can kill you.
Ooh.
Asbestos in it.
Nope, that's wrong.
How embarrassing. I thought that was the same thing.
Asbestos is like something in the fuck, like the filling they use in the loft. Poisonous. Right. Mold is just really unsanitary. I honestly gag. The weirdest part is that she's been completely normal with us, so you wouldn't even know that she's living in the depths of moldy hell. What do we do? I don't think we should tell her that we went in her room. But I can't. Babe, you literally need to tell her she's a dirty little hamster.
You need to sit her down and say, no disrespect, but I am not living with a wild animal anymore.
Yeah.
So you either clean up or get out.
Yeah, clean up or get up.
It's as simple as that. I'm sorry. There's no need for it. And where mold is, it's affecting your own health.
It's actually unsanitary, unhygienic, unhealthy, unwell.
I don't want to attract mice.
You neither do I. That's
that would be my worst nightmare.
They live in London as well. So like you are going to get foxes and mice.
Yeah, that is horrendous. Ooh. I'm not being funny though. The first thing I think of, if your room's like that, does she shower?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, is her mental health okay?
Oh.
Yeah, is she washing herself well?
Yeah, because if you can live in a shithole, you must smell like a shithole.
I feel like I can, you know, when I'm hungover and I'm having delivery, it's going to be there till maybe the next morning. But then the next morning, I'm getting up and cleaning it, fresh start.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I might be untidy in the fact that I'll get home tonight and fling this on the floor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And get into bed.
Yeah.
But my sides are clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's not like tea stains
bedside table. Or like dirty
underwear.
Food
doesn't go upstairs, by the way, guys.
No, never.
Food doesn't go in the... Why are you eating food in the bedroom?
My mum would go mad if I did that.
I've stopped doing that. I used to all the time, but we didn't have a lounge, so where I was just eat it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where was the lounge?
Well, actually, that was a lie. Basically, I lived in London with my 2 best
friends. Lied again. And Compulsive lies.
And this random girl, and I just didn't want to sit with her. We didn't get along, so I used to just eat in my room instead of like wanting to chat to her because I didn't want to chat to her. That's fine.
That is so me, by the way.
Yeah, that is so me.
Do you know, I saw a person on a train station the other day that I knew, and I put my hood up and just walked past.
Fine.
CBA. But what are we going to do with this lady? I feel bad for her. She needs to be told. And it's no, like, you know, all this pussyfooting about each other. You're a worse friend for not saying something.
Yeah, because like, she's just going to grow up doing that. Do you know what I would actually do is call an emergency cleaner, fumigate the fucking thing and say, if you dare mess this up again, you're out.
Yeah.
Because it's fine.
There's no free strikes. One, and it's gone. isn't it? That is what I'm like.
So fucking tell her.
Yeah, tell her.
You can't live with mold. Like, ew.
That's disgusting.
And also, like, did you close the door and leave the mold in there? Because what the fuck?
But also, you're being a bad friend because you're saying that she's coming out and, like, acting normal, like there's nothing wrong. But if you haven't told her this, I mean, she should know that it's wrong to live like that, yeah. Granted. But if you're not telling her that what she's doing is wrong, then how's she meant to know?
How can you grow if you don't know?
Oh, listen here, Shakespeare's in the left-hand side over here. Fucking hell, she's a poet.
You need to tell her when she comes back with him, and then say, by the way, your boyfriend's grotty as well. What the fuck?
Yeah, just don't be having it. We're not living like this.
No, you don't deserve it. You're all paying rent. You're not paying to live with mold.
Yeah.
It's not
weird.
You, your mates in mold.
And maybe even offer to give her a hand.
But I wouldn't do that.
Nor would I, but just be nice.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, offer, but I hope that she says no. Yeah. When you ask, put your fingers crossed behind your back.
Yeah.
Do you want a hand? Please
fingers
say no.
Crows and toes.
Crows and toes.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Well, that's that.
That's dilemma solved. That was easy.
Yeah.
Is that everything, Mo?
Yeah, oh my god, that was a blast, weren't it? We flew through that.
I knew it'd be funny.
Oh, always gonna be fun. We're like the new Ant and Dec, aren't we?
We are.
Oh my god.
We're gonna be doing Love is Blind next, but the LGBTQ one.
I feel like we should.
We really should.
We would be amazing. No, actually, plot twist, I think you should come on Towie.
No, not doing that. Thank you very much. You are welcome anytime, by the way.
Oh, my God. Have me back.
Whenever you get some new guys, jump back the fuck
definitely.
On.
Definitely. When the series airs, I think I should come back.
Come back on,
because we
honey.
Can debrief. Because obviously, at the moment, my lips are very sealed. Tight sealed.
Should I just say it or shut it or something?
Yeah.
There we go, Mole.
Let's do it.
Right. Thank you very much for coming.
Love you, babe. Thank you for having
Love
me.
Love you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And I'll see you all sooner than you think.
Woo! Yay! That was incredible.